This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, July 25th, 2020. We're in hour one of the broadcast. I'm going to move fast through this first hour. I've got a lot of news and information that I want to cover. We'll be taking phone calls sometime in the next hour. I don't know if it'll be at the beginning of the hour or later. It'll just depend on how all this runs out. No shortage of information. I mean, I got a stack here. I know I'll never get through, but we're going to do our best. I mean, what a week in the news. It is becoming more and more crystal clear, not to the RBN audience. It was crystal clear to you guys years ago. But it is becoming more and more clear to, I believe, a large segment of the population of just how corrupt, how sinister, how out of control the federal government of the United States and our news media is. I mean, the amount of lies that the American people are supposed to choke down at this point is becoming it's becoming too much for normie society even to digest. I mean, and we're going to be getting into that. But before we get started, I want to say thanks for all the email and information during the past week. I mean, it's really been a huge amount. I've said this every week, but it's been a large increase. Some of the news stories that I've been doing is stuff that's been sent to me during the week. And that is the leadoff story, which is from newstarget.com. Anti-white militia plans armed terror march in Louisville to project black dominance. Now, an anti-white violent terror organization, the Not Effing Around Coalition, the NFAC, you remember, we reported on this. They were in Stone Mountain. This is in Louisville, Kentucky. That's Jeremy's backyard. I'm not sure how close maybe Jeremy lives to Louisville, but it may be that he will get some local reporting on this, because mainstream media is not going to report on it, just like they didn't report on what happened at Stone Mountain. Also, Jeremy filled in Thursday with Patrick on Duke's show. Interesting commentary. You might want to check that out. So this is newstarget.com. The NFC is planning an armed rally throughout the city of Louisville, Kentucky on Saturday. That's today. Far Left Watch reports that NFAC leader John Fitzgerald Johnson, a.k.a. Grandmaster J, I guess they still trying to do that, aren't they? Has proposed the replacement of the U.S. with a black ethno state established by racist militant action. Wow. Huh. So let me get this straight. The blacks that are openly racist, obviously, if you're wanting to create an ethno state, which I'm all for, actually. I'm in support, not the entire United States, but somewhere for sure. Well, by golly, they can march around with guns, and well, I guess it's just A-OK. Well, you know, they're just peaceful protesters, right? During a recent terror demonstration at Stone Mountain, Georgia, the Grand Master and his armed militia harassed white motorists while demanding slavery reparations. We've all talked about that. Most of this audience has seen the videos. The NFC appears to echo the beliefs of the Black Hebrew Israelite movement, which has even been designated by the far-left Southern Poverty Law Center as a hate group. Grandmaster Jay has released a video addressed on YouTube. Oh, he gets to have a YouTube channel, but I don't. Okay. Telling his followers to be armed and ready for a confrontation this Saturday. A Louisville Metro Police spokesman, Dwight Mitchell, noted that law enforcement is aware of the NFAC's planned display and hopes to create a dialogue with the group. Yeah, we want to talk to them and try to prevent any violence from taking place. Wow, what a contrast that is to what happened in Charlottesville. I hate to keep having to bring that up, but when white people got a permit just to demonstrate opposing the removal of a statue, well, by golly, the news media, the Republicans, the Democons, the politicians there in Charlottesville, they all came together to decry what hatred and racism was on display. But when the NFAC does it, or Black Lives Matter, or Antifa for that matter, well, it's just going to be A-okay. I guess in Louisville, Kentucky, and I guess in Stone Mountain, Georgia, they don't have laws on the books like they have in Iredell County, where carrying a gun to the terror of the people is something that you can be charged with. If you remember back about 6 or 8 weeks ago, however long it was, where I did the story where a gentleman was charged riding in his car, having a gun, it didn't point it at anyone, rode by a demonstration a couple of times, and the police arrested him for carrying a gun to the terror of the people, a charge I'd never heard of. But when it's the NFAC, well, they're just peaceful protesters anyway, so we'll just say that that's all right. Along with all of these mayors and politicians in these cities, Portland, Portland, Oregon, has been rioting now for about 58 days, and so has Los Angeles. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti backs Portland demonstrations despite violence. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti said Friday that he stood by his support for protests in Portland that have turned violent, saying that the individual moments of violence did not reflect the behavior of demonstrators as a whole. Garcetti had tweeted Thursday in solidarity with the violent demonstrations in Portland, saying that they represent the best of our democratic ideals. That is the best of our democratic ideals. Isn't it interesting? These mayors, these police chiefs, these DAs that are allowing their own cities to be burned down, and they openly support cultural Marxist movements like BLM and Antifa. They openly support arsonists and rioters burning down their own cities. These people are complicit. They are openly part of the insurgency of the communist anarchist, and they are traitors to their own constituents. Plain and simple. Now, this past week, Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler, who just happens to also be a homosexual Jew, joined a violent demonstration in his city Wednesday night, at which protesters threw flaming bags of garbage at the federal courthouse. Now, the mayor took part in this. You can look up the videos. I watched them. And where he was jeered by the crowd before being tear gassed by the federal officers, which was my favorite part personally. The Oregonian reported that the mayor's appearance on the 56th night of violence protest in downtown Portland attracted attention and jeers from the crowd of more than 2,000 people at the Mark O. Hatfield U.S. courthouse. Now, it's been incredible if you've been able to look any of this up and see how they've had to barricade the federal courthouse and what has been. I mean, this is complete anarchy. This is a riot. It's not a peaceful protest. There's graffiti painted everywhere. And I will have to say, now, if you've not been able to follow us on the internet, while they were tear gassing, now, you know, the local mayors and the local city councilmen and the local chiefs of police, they were criticized, and most of them caved and said they wouldn't tear gas the rioters because, you know, that was too harsh a treatment for felony arsonists and looters and whatnot. But the federal agents, they were deploying tear gas. Well, the looters and rioters, they deployed leaf blowers, yeah, to blow the tear gas back at the federal officers. You can't make this stuff up. The mayor was caught in a chaotic display of violence and mayhem that began around 11:15 after some protesters threw flaming bags of garbage over a fence protecting the local federal courthouse, prompting the federal officers to fire tear gas at the crowd. And the crowd was chanting for the mayor to resign while he was marching I mean, this is surreal, man. I mean, this is like straight out of some dystopian, futuristic movie, you would think, you know, where everybody's like got mohawks or something. But this is the mayor of Portland taking part, joining in the rioters against the federal agents, and of course was tear gassed for his trouble. So I just wanted to say, and also I've got the story here. This is another Wayne Dupree, U.S. mayor, show they're on board with the destruction of their own cities. That is a story by RT.com, which is exactly true. Now, while we're on the subject of mayors, Fox News reported this past week where another mayor, this is the mayor of Philadelphia, this is the district attorney in Philadelphia, warns federal officers could be arrested if they come to Pennsylvania to confront the protest. The district attorney in Philadelphia is warning federal officers that they could face arrest if they bring their tactics of abuse of power to his city. District Attorney Larry Krasner, you don't have to wonder, I've already confirmed it, accused President Trump of acting like an authoritarian dictator, he said on his appearance of MSNBC's The Readout, whatever that is, Thursday, and cautioned him not to send federal agents to his city. So, I mean, these liberal, many times Jewish people in power want this to continue. They want this to continue right up to the elections. They also want this ridiculous absurdity that they're putting everyone through with COVID-19. I'm here to tell you, if you watch the local news, I watched NBC Nightly News most nights this week, and I mean, it is constant, endless, ridiculous fear-mongering. You know, if you think back about this COVID-19, it started as the lockdowns and the closing of all these businesses was proposed for us to slow down the spread. It was never intended to stop the spread. It was to slow down the spread so that the hospitals supposedly wouldn't be overwhelmed, which absolutely, for by far the majority of the country, it wasn't overwhelmed. So that part, you know, supposedly worked. But now they've continued this to wearing masks, the social distancing, all this ridiculous stuff, to like they're trying to keep people from getting infected with these notions that are completely absurd. I mean, you go to Walmart, they're wiping off the handle to the carts, but they're not doing anything to the self-checkout where you have to grab the little thing to click the barcode or push the buttons. I mean, it's so ridiculous. But they are continuing this as well, and a lot of people, they just, you know, they're just confused. They're not sure what to think. I mean, I see people riding around with their masks on in their cars. I mean, this is a straight up the government just trying to terrorize the American people. I mean, you're being hit by so many different things at the same time. Till, you know, I think it leaves a lot of people, they just don't know what to think. Now, there was hearings week before last in Congress, and I've not heard anyone report on it, so I wanted to report on it. Now, these hearings, they were, what's that? No, they were not for BLM, for being a Marxist communist organization. No, Congress wasn't having hearings about that. Oh, what? No, it wasn't Antifa for being violent extremist and a terror group. No. It wasn't hearings about George Soros funding domestic terrorists. They wasn't having hearings about that. It wasn't even hearings about the international pedophile ring of Epstein and Maxwell operating at the highest levels of the United States government. There wasn't hearings about that. They don't even want to have hearings about that because the biggest bunch of the push up there in Washington, D.C., I think, is a bunch of sycophant pedophile Satanists. No, the hearings that Congress had, yet again, this is not 2 months ago when I was reporting on this, they had hearings again in Congress. Authorities who study extremism told Congress Thursday that far-right groups, not the radicals of Antifa, currently pose the most serious threat of political violence in America. This was a Yahoo. Yahoo News ran this story. The facts are right now that right-wing extremism is the biggest problem. Can you believe this? Don't believe your eyes, what you see on TV. Don't believe what you see on the internet of all this massive rioting. No, they wasn't concerned about what the NFA, whatever the story I started out with, whatever their initials, we know what it means. They're not investigating that. No, it's Whitey that they need to be concerned about. Unfreaking believable. And I didn't see any reporting of this anywhere. Let's see, the facts are right now that right-wing extremism is the bigger problem. That's where the violence is coming from. Yeah, that's what they're saying in Congress. Said Heidi Beirich, Beirich, the recent co-founder of the Global Project Against Hate and Extremism, and, wait for it, the former director of the Southern Poverty Law Center's Intelligence Project, where she spent the last two decades tracking and reporting on far-right extremism in the United States. Barrick was called to testify Thursday as part of a virtual hearing of the House Homeland Security Subcommittee on Intelligence and Counterterrorism, along with J.J. McNabb, a fellow at George Washington University's Program on Extremism, and John Donahue, the former chief of strategic initiatives for the New York City Police Department and a fellow at Rutgers University's Miller Center for Community Protection and Resilience. The subject of the hearing, led by Subcommittee Chairman Max Rose, was assessing the threat of accelerationist and militia extremists, such as members of the so-called Boogaloo movement, which has recently become the subject of increased national interest following the arrest of several alleged Boogaloo members on charges mostly related to violent actions or plots related to Black Lives Matter protests. Among them was an active duty air sergeant arrested in May and charged with fatally shooting two law enforcement agents in California, including a federal security officer, and injuring two other members. So I just wanted to get this in quickly today that the federal government of the United States, you know, that cares so much that, you know, we have to go and bomb Syria repeatedly for anything at all or for no reason at all, because we care so much. We have to invade all these different countries, Libya, Afghanistan, Iraq, and on, because we care so much. We have to intervene in all these other countries' politics, like Cuba and Venezuela and Brazil, because we care so much. But they have hearings in Congress. It's not about Black Lives Matter. It's not about the violence that's been committed by MS-13. It's not about Antifa burning down and trying to attack federal courthouses and get to the bottom of who owns them, who funds them, who runs them. It's not about George Soros openly funding domestic terrorists all across the country. It's not even about an international pedophile ring run by Mossad agents at the highest levels of the U.S. government, where Alan Dershowitz and former President Bill Clinton and a handful of other pedophiles at the highest levels were involved. In fact, you know, I've got a clip, we're going to get to it, where President Trump said some very odd things, I thought, of odd reaction to the Ghislaine Maxwell, which a federal judge has supposedly this past week unsealed all the sealed files about Jeffrey Epstein, but who knows? Well, there's also been a big WikiLeaks dump. I've not been able to go through it. It's huge, and it's supposed to, I've been trying to look through it, it's supposed to have some information in this particular dump about the Las Vegas massacre. If anyone out there has time to look into that. No, the hearings in Washington, D.C. by your Congress, because they care so much, is about the violent white supremacist extremists that practically don't exist. Coming up in a break, back in a minute.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Studio running down the news of the week. Now, hopefully, everyone in this audience has heard this earlier. Somewhere, somehow. But if not, we're going to do the story. AP reporting St. Louis top prosecutor on Monday. This is just a window of insight when people that hate white people get in power, okay? When they're put in positions of power, which we see now all across the country in these cities that are burning down. This is going to be the treatment that will become normalized because the hatred runs so deep. I mean, we're seeing racism. Yeah, there's a lot of racism. It's all on the part of Black Lives Matter. But, you know, I know there's a lot of other minorities involved in that as well as white people. But this is what you're going to see a lot more of in the future because of the stupidity of the American people for the last several decades. St. Louis top prosecutor on Monday charged a husband and wife with felony unlawful use of a weapon for displaying guns during a racial injustice protest outside of their mansion. You know, just a few short years ago, we'd have said, we'd absolutely never stand for any BS like this happening. Well, here we are. Mark and Patricia Maglowski, who are white, are both personal injury attorneys in their 60s. This was Yahoo News, too. Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner told the Associated Press that their actions risked creating a violent situation during an otherwise non-violent protest last month. How about that for some BS? You know, these people broke down the gate to a gated community. Several of them were armed. They come to these people's mansion, and the people are charged for coming out and holding firearms on their very own property that they, I'm sure, pay, you know, through the nose property tax to have the right to live in this country, and now they're charged with felonies. It is illegal to wave weapons in a threatening manner. That is unlawful in the city of St. Louis, Gardner said. Oh, okay. Okay, so where's all the arrests for all these other people? Kim Gardner, an attorney for the couple, in a statement called the decision to charge disheartening as unequivocally believed no crime was committed. Supporters of the McCloskey said they were legally defending their million-dollar home. Gardner is recommending a diversion program such as community service rather than jail time. If the McCloskeys are convicted, typically Class C felonies could result in up to 4 years in prison. You're looking at 4 years in prison because a mob breaks down your gate and decides to come to your house, and you step outside and hold a gun, and maybe, you know, so what if it was pointed at the people? If they wasn't there, they wouldn't be there to have a gun pointed at them. So this is going to be, I hate to use the term, I'm not going to use the term the new normal, okay? This is going to be the normal. It is the normal now, where anything white people do, you're the criminal. You defended yourself. You're the criminal. What was they, I guess, what Kim Gardner, what was they supposed to do? I guess the man was supposed to tell his wife, lay down and let this mob rape you, okay? Hey, mob, go inside and loot my house, and if you would, be kind enough to set it on fire. Here's my gun. Take it from me. You can shoot me with it or beat me over the head. You know, what kind of world are we living in? I'll tell you what kind of world we're living in. We're living in a country where the media is anti-white, the government's anti-white, the Republicans are anti-white, the Democrats are anti-white, and the blacks are anti-white. All the minorities are anti-white, and it's becoming fashionable. It's becoming justified. It's becoming glorified. It is being made to, you're being propagandized to accept this as normal. And the McCloskeys are just the latest example. It's not going to stop with them. You know, they'll have to. And, you know, luckily, I guess for them, they're in a position to where they can afford this. But look how unjust that is, to where you're on these trumped up, ridiculous charges, but you're going to have to hire an attorney. Apparently, they're going to have to go to court over this, which, you know, our ridiculous, absurd court system in America, that'll drag on for years. This will cost them money. They're probably, since they're personal injury attorneys, they're probably not going to defend themselves. And most likely, yes, that these charges, they'll be not convicted or dropped, or even the governor has said he would pardon them if they were convicted. President probably would pardon them if they're convicted. But look at the hassle they got to go through. Look at the time, the worry, the expense, just the, you know, the burden of this being on your mind till you can come out of it. Because a mob chose to break down the gate, a mob, but there's no justice for the actions of the mob. The mob is condoned. Well, they're social justice warriors. They're peaceful activists. They're justifying the fact of people burning down cities and saying that this is a correct reaction because of the abundance of racism in this country for decades. When, you know, look at all of the, what country's done more for minorities? Look at affirmative action, preferential job hiring, preferential admittance into colleges. But yet, it's never going to be enough. Appeasement is not going to work, and that is the Achilles heel of the dumbasses in the Republican Party. Coming up on a break, back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair in the studio saying I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. If you want some reality, if you want to know what the future holds, if you want to know how these people that have all this hatred in their heart really feel about you, well, here's a perfect example. This is a window of insight into the future. This is coming in from Information Liberation. Black Lives Matter Now, MF. Sheriff's office investigate viral photo of black man kneeling on a white child's neck. Now, you need to see the picture. Young child is crying. Looks like they're in a diaper. Someone is holding their holding the child's arms behind the child's back. The Clark County Sheriff's Office in Ohio is reportedly investigating a viral photo shared on social media of a black man allegedly kneeling on a white child's neck with the text, BLM now MF, so you know what that stands for. Police on Wednesday confirmed to the Gateway Pundit they took 20-year-old Isaiah Jackson into custody on a probation violation and are 100% certain that charges will be coming in the case. I'm confident, 100% confident, that there will be charges brought against these individuals. Christopher Clark of the Clark County Sheriff's Office told the Gateway Pundit it's just a matter of making sure that our investigation is thorough and complete so that we file a charge that will stick and be convictable in court. Now, I know Jeremy and Patrick talked about this Thursday. I missed a little bit of the beginning of that broadcast, but let me put on my big Swami hat. Okay, I got my big Swami hat on. Let me make a prediction, and we will see if it comes to fruition. There will not be a hate crime charge in this case, Big Swami say. Why would I come to such of a conclusion? Because I have yet to see, it's very rare, I think I maybe did see it one time, hate crime charges are only reserved for white people. So here, this child was in terror. This was terrorizing the child, no doubt. This was child abuse, obviously. I mean, it's an assault. It's a multiple different charges that should be brought. They won't. They won't. Those are saved for the McCloskeys, you know, who are on felony charges. So let's see, all of us together, it's difficult to do sometimes because what does I repeatedly say? They don't Trayvon Martin these kind of stories. How many of you seen a follow-up to the Jaden Hayden story that I did? Right. I've even Googled that and tried to look in to get some sort of follow-up. I can't find it. You know, they don't report on these. Of course, we've all seen Derek Chauvin kneeling on George Floyd's neck night after night after month after month. But you will not get that in this case of Isaiah Jackson, who should be up on, should be charged with multiple hate crimes because his own text in this picture displays hatred because he's doing it to this child for one reason only, because the child is white. I mean, I could make this argument easily, but we shall see. Maybe you guys can help me follow that story. I wanted to make sure I got this one in because nobody's going to do this story either. The 93-year-old former SS Nazi concentration camp guard has been found guilty. I've been covering this story. I said last week I couldn't find the follow-up. I found it this week, and this is DW.com. I searched deep to try to find something on it. Was found guilty of accessory to murder and handed a suspended sentence for 2 years. So in Germany, you know, the pitiful, sad Germany, this is the best they've got to do. They charged this 93-year-old guard with Bruno Day with accessory to 5,232 murders. Have you ever heard of anything so absurd as someone that was involved in a war being charged with these type of no other army has been held up to this type of ridiculous absurdity. What would that? He's 93. They said he was 17, 83. What would it? 76 years ago? We're talking about they charged him as a juvenile, put this 93-year-old through this lengthy court trial to give him a suspended sentence. Some of the victims were executed. Others died of illness. Well, what about the people of Dresden? What if we went and rounded up the soldiers, the airmen that took part in the killing of the civilians in Dresden? I mean, wouldn't that be just as justified since that was a horrific genocide of an entire city of you know, just the general population? Some 40 survivors and relatives of those who died acted as plaintiffs in the case, blah, 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 blah. Judge Ann Meyer Goring also flatly contradicted Bruno Day's claim that in his final statement that he would not have stayed at Stutthof if he had seen a way out. That's not true, she said. You didn't look for a way out. Yeah, I'm sure Judge Ann Meyer Goring, you know what was going on 76 years ago in Germany in a massive world war. How do you get out of taking part in a war when you're being, when you're having to fight all of your neighbors? I mean, what's how ridiculous, you know, but that gets no reporting. So I just wanted to give you an update. It's a suspended sentence, 2-year suspended sentence for accessory to over 5,000 murders, 76 freaking years ago. I mean, it's so ridiculous. It's just, even to have to tell it, it sounds so stupid and ridiculous. But anyway, but here's something we all knew. Here's something we all knew, didn't we? But we're going to find out it was all true. This audience knew it was, but I just wanted to. This is Times of Israel. Interesting what you find sometimes in the old Times of Israel. Israel attempted to use tapes of former U.S. President Bill Clinton's steamy conversations with intern Monica Lewinsky to leverage the release of Jonathan Pollard, a new book on the Clinton family's political enterprise, has claimed in the book titled Clinton Inc., The Audacious Rebuilding of a Political Machine, author Daniel Hopper relies on the recorded interviews with former officials together with a close analysis of documents termed the Monica Files to paint a salacious and uncomplimentary picture of one of the most prominent political families in the United States. Hopper reviewed hundreds of pages of documents compiled as a contingency to use in case the former intern ever was involved in legal actions against the Clintons. According to the author, the documents indicate that during the Y plantation talks between Israel and the Palestinian Authority back in Maryland in 1998, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pulled Bill Clinton aside at aside to press for Pollard's release. Hopper said that Israel had found new leverage to push for Pollard's release. The Israelis presented at Y River had a new tactic for their negotiations. They overheard Clinton and Monica and had it on tape, not wanting to directly threaten the powerful American president. Clinton was told that the Israeli government had thrown the tapes away, but the very mention of them was enough to constitute a form of blackmail, Hopper wrote, adding that according to information provided by CIA sources, a stricken Clinton appeared to buckle. So I just wanted to, I mean, we all suspected that's what the whole Monica Lewinsky thing was about. It's this gentleman, and this is a really long story I don't have time to go into. I did read the whole thing, and it appears that he has compiled enough valid information that it proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that that was exactly what was what did occur, and that's why it occurred. So old Bill Clinton, between flying on the Lolita Express with Jeffrey Epstein and having sex with whatever he was doing, I would assume it all, and then being blackmailed by the Israeli government over his Monica Lewinsky, he was having him quite a time there as president, wasn't he? I mean, what a disgraceful shame it is when you take a look at the government of the United States of America. I mean, look at Bill Clinton. Then we had George W. Bush, who was complicit in 9/11, and then before, and started all of those endless wars for no just cause. And then the entire economy collapsed before you could get rid of him. They didn't really, the media, of course, didn't really hang that on him. It's not even talked about. But what a pitiful president he was. And then we marched out of that. Well, we didn't march. We limped out of that and got 8 years of Barack Obama. And here, fast forward to 2020, we got this plandemic, this COVID-19 that they're preparing us for. The next wave, they're testing more people, which if you die in a motorcycle accident, you know, you died of COVID-19. You drowned, you died of COVID-19. I mean, it's being reported pretty much openly now how fake these numbers are, but they're using that to justify more lockdowns, fines if you don't wear a mask. I mean, it's open in your face tyranny. I mean, I said it years ago, the mask was off. I don't think the mask was completely off then. I thought the mask was off. The mask's off now. We got this open in your face tyranny with this COVID-19, and then you've got the media, the politicians, the mayors, the DAs in these big cities justifying their own cities being burned down. That's the reality. You know, Stone Mountain, report from Stone Mountain. The next thing was the alien invasion, which, just to give you an idea. I mean, this one might take you the rest of the way. I don't know. This is shtfplan.com. Ran a story this past week, and I'm not going to spend much time on it, but I'm going to give you the highlights. NASA and FEMA conducted asteroid impact drills for impact in September of 2020. Yeah, you can't make it up. You can't make it up. NASA and FEMA teamed up back in 2016 to conduct some asteroid impact drills. While this may not seem like a big deal, take a moment and remember Event 201, the elitist plan to create the coronavirus pandemic to roll out the New World Order. In 2016, NASA and FEMA created a plan for an asteroid impact to take place on September 20th, 2020. This event could be considered the second 9/11 if it was to happen. Remember, Event 201 predicted not only the coronavirus pandemic, but a totalitarian takeover in the aftermath. Now, this is, I'm reading from this. It is critical to exercise these kinds of low probability but high consequence disaster scenarios, FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate said. By working through our emergency response plans, we will be better prepared if and when we need to respond to such events. Exercise attendees included representatives from NASA, FEMA, NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, the Department of Energy's National Laboratories, the U.S. Air Force, and the California's Governor's Office of Emergency Services. The exercise simulated a possible impact 4 years from now. This was written in 2016. A fictitious asteroid imagined to have been discovered in the fall of 2020 with a 2% probability of impact with Earth on September 20th, 2020. The simulated asteroid was initially estimated to be 300 to 800 feet in size with a possibility of making impact anywhere along a long swath of Earth, including a narrow band of area that crossed the entire United States. Now, if you remember the Event 201, the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, in partnership with the World Economic Forum and the Bill Gates, Melinda Gates Foundation, hosted Event 201, a high-level pandemic exercise, on October 18, 2019 in New York City. The exercise illustrated areas where public-private partnership would be necessary during the response to a severe pandemic in order to diminish large-scale economic and social consequences. A severe pandemic, which becomes Event 201, would require reliable cooperation among several industries, national governments, and key international institutions. I mean, you know, isn't it interesting that that is being publicized now, that that actually happened back in 2016. So I just wanted to throw that in there. I mean, we may get to go the whole enchilada. We might get to live through Report from Iron Mountain. Maybe it's going to be space aliens next. I mean, if a year ago I would have been sitting here telling you that a year from now you're going to see people wearing masks in their cars. It's going to be $1,000 fine in Washington, D.C. if you don't wear a mask. They're saying people have this COVID-19 that die of motorcycle wrecks, you know, and all of the rest of the insanity. You're going to see the corporations like Lowe's and Home Depot and Walmart and Verizon and Bank of America donate millions and millions of dollars to a cultural Marxist terrorist organization that's burning down cities. Well, I believe people would have had a hard time believing that. But now that is the reality of today in America. I'm here to tell you, have you took a look at the game shows that's on TV lately? Man, I'm telling you what, we talk about every week on this broadcast that we're living in the movie Idiocracy. If you really don't believe that, if you think that, I am embellishing in any way, shape, or form, just please take a look at the game shows that's now on television. I mean, they've got to be geared to about some sort of like 8-year-old or maybe younger mentality. I mean, it's completely ridiculous, you know, but so is the TV shows too, so what difference does it really make? How about this? Now, I didn't see this in the news. It wasn't on the NBC Nightly News. House votes to remove Confederate statues. Did you know the House did that this past week? Yeah. I mean, I guess right after they got done investigating the vast threat in America of white supremacy, which they, you know, they've invented that. I mean, they have invented this this new term that's being rammed down our throat constantly, systemic racism. I mean, I know there's people on both sides that obviously see through this, and I know not all black people go along with thinking that this is legitimate. I know that, but that be that as it may, the news media is constantly fanning the flames of continuing to try to make everyone in this country believe that, you know, white people are dirty, rotten racists. Funny thing, we're such dirty, rotten racists, but everybody wants to come here, don't they? We would have a wall to prevent it if we had politicians. But sellout traitors, we'll come back and we'll talk about the House votes to remove the Confederate statues, and we can play the guessing game. Between now and then, guess how many Republicrats joined in on this? Those numbers in moments.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Studio. I've already had a few guesses put my way. We will get to the numbers here shortly. This is a WorldNet Daily Story: a bill to remove statues of Confederate leaders and figures who advocated for white supremacy from the Capitol passed the House on a bipartisan vote Wednesday. The New York Times reported that, did anybody see this one in the news? The House voted 305 to 113 to remove the statues as part of a broad effort to take symbols of racism out of public spaces, the Times reported. The legislation was introduced by House Majority Leader and Democratic Maryland Representative Steny H. Hauer. I'm not going to read what a bunch of these fools said, but anyway, 72 Republicans voted for that, and you see, that's why, you know, when I know I've heard, we've discussed the arguments. I know all about better to have Trump than Hillary Clinton. I get all that stuff. But the Republican Party won't stand together. The Democrats stand. Do you see the Democrats coming up? Do you see Nancy Pelosi condemning the burning down of these cities? No, people will do what people do. Remember, I've played that clip twice. But the Republicans, they break ranks and don't stand for anything. I've said it again. Quit dismerching the image of an elephant. Quit shaming the... What did the elephant ever do to the Republicans, right? Quit shaming the good image of the innocent elephant and change your logo to what it should be, which would be the white flag of surrender, because you guys can't run it up fast enough. We're not going to be able to take phone calls at the top of the hour. I got a couple of clips I want to play. It'll probably be at the first break. Everybody bear with me. I wanted to get this in because if nothing else blows your freaking mind, this ought to, if this is the future. Fast food chain Kentucky Fried Chicken debuted the restaurant of the future. The U.S. fast food chain unveiled a storefront dominated by automation and food lockers, a move that would allow for contactless environment to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. So they're going to justify automating the fast food so that you're safer from COVID-19. KFC, here it comes now. Besides reinventing the front end of the store with robots and artificial intelligence, the back end is getting revamped as well. According to a recent company press release, 3D printing technology will now be used to produce chicken nuggets. Yeah. KFC partnered with 3D bioprinting solutions to create cell-based chicken meat in labs that will be as close as possible in both taste and appearance to the original KFC product, with product testing expected this fall. So, yeah, not only are you, I guess, going to have to ride through the tear gas and the rioting, hoping not to catch COVID-20 while you go to KFC and get your 3D printed meatless, whatever the hell it would be that you would be eating. My God. All right, we're coming up on the top of the hour break. Bear with me, and we'll get to phone calls after the first break. Back in moments.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
This is RBN, the Republic.